This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The conflict in northern Ethiopia has pushed up the number of people in need of food assistance to an estimated 9.4 million, UN humanitarians said on Friday. The World Food Programme said that the Amhara region, which is seeing active fighting, has seen the largest spike, with 3.7 million people now in urgent need of help. Out of those in need across northern Ethiopia, more than 80%, nearly 8 million, are behind battle lines, WFP spokesperson Thompson Thierry told journalists in Geneva. The severity of hunger and malnutrition is frightening, Mr. Thierry explained.
We are running out of words, really, to capture exactly the situation that is unfolding before our eyes. But what I can tell you, it is the textbook definition of a humanitarian crisis.
To date, the UN agency has reached 3.2 million people with emergency food assistance across the north of the country, including 875,000 mothers and children with nutritionally fortified food in Tigray and Amhara. But it remains extremely concerned that the nutrition situation there is deteriorating fast after screening from Tigray, Amhara and Afar regions showed malnutrition rates at between 16 and 28% for children. Even more alarming, up to one in two pregnant and breastfeeding women in Amhara and Tigray were also malnourished. An alert now from UNITAID, which warned that the COVID pandemic has led to a drop in testing for HIV for the first time in more than two decades. The decline in testing and diagnosis for human immunodeficiency virus worldwide comes as a UN agency called for greater funding to support self-testing and access to treatment and prevention. From UNITAID, his spokesperson, Hervé Veusel.
With more than 37 million people living with HIV worldwide, an estimate 6 million of whom do not know their status, receiving a diagnosis is a vital first step in accessing treatment.
Although 88 countries now have self-testing policies covering the epicenter of the HIV epidemic in eastern and southern Africa, only 10% of Asian countries and 6% of Latin American nations have adopted similar measures. Self-testing is especially important in reaching people who are particularly vulnerable to HIV but who face stigmatization in their communities. These individuals include men who have sex with men, transgender individuals and sex workers. To encourage them to self-test, UNITAID has made test kits available in places they tend to visit, such as nightclubs, hotels or by face-to-face meetings. By 2025, the number of self-tests procured is projected to meet just 15% of estimated needs in low- and middle-income countries. To meet the shortfall, an additional $104 million will be required, UNITAID's Mr. Veusel said. The UN Health Agency has urged all countries to adopt a risk-based and a scientific approach to travel bans linked to a new COVID-19 variant. The development on Friday came as a World Health Organization panel prepared to meet to assess the potential impact of a new coronavirus mutation, identified as B11529. It has prompted concern because early analysis show that it's undergone far more mutations than other COVID variants. But it will take a few weeks to determine whether it is likely to be more virulent and transmissible than other variants. From Geneva, here's WHO spokesperson Christian Lindmeier.
Countries can do a lot already in terms of surveillance and sequencing and work together with affected countries or globally to work scientifically to fight this variant and to understand more about it so that we know how to go about. So at this point, again, implementing travel measures is being cautioned against.
The UN Health Agency spokesperson repeated previous WHO advice that people could do a lot to protect themselves from COVID, including by continuing to wear masks and avoiding crowds. Katie Dartford, UN News.